Today is Tuesday, November 13, 2018. It is our regular closed session. May we have roll call, please?
Yes. Director Coleman?
Present.
Director Katz?
Present.
Director Lenny?
Here.
Director Mellon?
Present.
Director Young?
Here.
Vice President Patterson?
Present.
President McIntosh, excused.
Yes. Are there any public comment cards? None. Seeing none.
One comment, if I might.
Yes.
I would note that there is a newly elected director in the audience, Mr. Mark Foley of the BART Board.
Yes.
And
Mark. All right.
He might not be thanking you in a couple of
years. I know. Careful what you wish for.
Sorry. Let's now adjourn to conference room on the 8th floor to conduct the business, returning to the boardroom here at 1:15 for our regular business meeting. Today is Tuesday, November 13, 2018. This will be our regular board meeting, and we'll have roll call. 1:15 p.m.
Director Coleman?
Present.
Director Katz?
Present.
Director Lenny?
Here.
Director Mellon?
Present.
Director Young?
Here.
Vice President Patterson?
Present.
President McIntosh, excused.
Join me with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Still can't get up today.
Let me say in opening this meeting that this is a sad day for us as members of the board, and the district joins me in wishing well and holding up our president. Lisa's brother died yesterday, and so she's not here with us on account of she's helping him on his journey. We appreciate all of the ones who have spoken out, given her condolences on part of the board, and we want you to know that Lisa's tough. I had to talk hard to her about staying away because she tried to make the meeting today, believe it or not. That's how much she thinks of the district. So anyway, I wanted to make mention of that and also start the meeting remembering the grief that so many families and people are undergoing as a result of Camp Fire in the Buttes and in Ventura County, the fires that are pillaging Southern California. These are not good days for California, and particularly for the people primarily affected. So I would just ask a moment of silence before we begin our meeting. Having said that, there are no announcements from closed session. We will move to the consent calendar items. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we've got a card here. I didn't see any, so I went by it. We do have a speaker card, and I would like to call forward Mark Foley before we go into the consent calendar.
As he's approaching, I just have one question. Did you take BART in?
I proudly took BART into work today, as I have for the last 26 years. spoken like a director-elect. Right?
You won't need those transit subsidies anymore, though, right?
Yeah, that's true, actually. Actually, I just wanted to briefly mention, thank you. Vice President Patterson, members of the board, good afternoon. I wanted to actually briefly speak on item number 4, the Integrated Pest Management Services. And as you'll see in the notes, 2019 is not opposed to this particular contracting out request, although we did have some concerns. And I just wanted to relay those to you. We are living in a changing world where what worked well yesterday or last week may not work well tomorrow. And as part of that, we need to adapt. So looking down the road, we feel it's important for us to invest internally in possibly bringing in an IPM coordinator. We think someone in-house that can specialize in the integrated pest management services is important for the district in the long term. We see this as sort of the way that we are growing and the way that the world is going. And so for us to be well positioned to be able to adapt to those changes, I think is important for us. So we simply would like to say that, like Contra Costa County, like East Bay Regional Parks, we think it's time for us to look at that as a potential need for the organization and for us to look down the road to that. So that was it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you much. And now we'll go into the consent calendar. Items 1 through 10 are before you.
I'll move the items.
Second.
Moved and properly seconded. Is there any discussion?
I would just remind everybody on number 10 that we are moving from a Tuesday to a Wednesday and adjust our calendars appropriately, because we still have that holiday on the books, although I'm not making any comment about it other than to say we still have that holiday on the books. And so that's just a reminder, Bill.
All right. That being said, all in favor of said motion indicate by the usual sign of aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? The motion passes. And we will move to determination and discussion agenda.
All right. So we had an opportunity at a prior board meeting to brief the board on the status of the communications we've been having with cities in the service area that for whom we bill and collect for their wastewater collection system services. And so we had another meeting, and Andrew Lee, our manager of Customer and Community Services, is going to give us the latest about what the three cities are doing, and in particular what Oakland has agreed to do.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So this is an update on our progress working with the three cities to explore the viability of extending a discount on their sewer charges to the district's cap customers. So since September, our update to the board, we continue to make good progress with all three cities. So Emeryville staff continue to support a discount on its sewer charges. And with the city's input, we were able to develop a draft addendum to the existing 2013 agreement to implement the city's discount. So if everything gets finalized, the city staff is planning on taking this item to the council for consideration as early as December. And since there are 10 cap customers in the city of Emeryville, city could contribute up to $1,000 annually towards the discount. Berkeley staff requested a follow-up meeting before the end of the year to work out the mechanics to implement their discount. One of their key considerations going forward is to be able to sunset their own assistance program and transition about 40 participants to our new program. The city is also interested in having this 40 households to continue to receive the 100% discount they currently receive from the city. And once those details are finalized between us and the city, Berkeley staff is interested in having an addendum that is similar to the one that we're working on with Emmaville to execute that agreement. So if an addendum is finalized, city staff is planning to take this item to their council during the first quarter of the new year. So for Berkeley, it would cost the city about $47,000 annually to implement a discount for about 430 or so capped customers in the city limit. So our progress with Oakland came a long way since our last update to the board. We had a very productive meeting with the city last month. While city staff shared with us their financial challenges during the meeting, at the end, they are supportive of a 35% discount to the capped customers. However, Oakland staff requested a discount to be phased in over a five-year period. And the five-year phase-in period aligns with the remaining 5 years we have on the existing 2013 agreement we have between the district and the city. So city staff's plan to include the discount in the next draft two-year budget cycle as a line item for consideration, and to ensure the city is able to implement the discount by July next year. Staff of both agencies agree to work together to finalize the mechanics needed to facilitate a discount before June or before a budget is adopted. So on this slide, kind of illustrate what a five-year phase-in of the discount would look like. The city will extend its discount at a 7% increment over 5 years until it reaches the full 35% by the fifth year. So even though city staff plan to include this discount in its upcoming budget cycle, meetings between the electeds from both agencies would be beneficial to this effort. And these meetings will ensure that both existing and newly elected council members have the background to make an informed decision when approving the city's upcoming budget.
Excuse me, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
I guess I have a little concern with the city saying that they're going to be doing the discount and they're going to build it in their budget. Mm-hmm. Let's say we go into a recession in 2-3 years and all of a sudden the city fund doesn't have the funds to do it. Are they going to then be coming to us asking us to eat their costs that they may not be able to afford, or the people in the program who became accustomed to the cap all of a sudden are expecting it and the city is no longer contributing and we're going to be asked to do it?
Well, the underlying premise here is that we would, we're not in a position where East Bay MUD is able to provide a discount on services that are right, or just because we're only able to provide discounts for services that we provide, not what the city is providing or the cities are providing. So that I can assure you that that's fundamental to this conversation, that we are that the city needs to be responsible for its own programs. That said, you raise a good point. Things could change. And what Andrew mentioned earlier is that we do have an agreement with the city, and if they an existing agreement to bill for their service to collect for their wastewater charges. And so if somehow this effort changes in the future, we can consider, you know, revisiting and leveraging the agreement that we have.
I don't have a problem with where we're going, and I appreciate where the directors who've been participating on this in their individual cities and wards. I just want to make sure that we as a agency are not going to be holding the potential political baggage or the financial baggage if things go south for whatever reason.
Sure.
Yes, Margaret.
I don't want us holding the bag for it either, and I'm confident that we'll work out an agreement that is clearly puts the courtesy arrangement that we have with each of these cities in play should they do anything that you know, upsets that apple cart, because my understanding is that we can end those agreements at any time if we want to, not without political cost, but with, you know, adequate
lead time
notice. The question I have is to make, when you said, you know, Emeryville would have accept up to $10 or $1,000, I mean, I'm assuming that they know that the number of people that are enrolled in CAP at any given time changes, and that our efforts to advance outreach to include more people in the CAP could result in more people being in the CAP in their jurisdiction, and so that, you know, they're not committing to a upper bound is what I guess what I'm also concerned about, because our rates are, you know, they'll be changing their rates on sewer and other things as well. So,
yes, I mean, we've been very transparent with the discussions,
okay.
And we did inform them that those numbers are dynamic as people come on to the program and also people going off the program.
And it will be our determination of CAP enrollment. Not, they don't have a veto power on saying, oh, we've already got our 40, we're not going to take 41 or.
And that's correct, because that's part of the addendum we're trying to develop between us and all three cities. Those would address some of those questions that you have. And they are supportive, and they actually are very receptive to our enrollment process and our 2-year recertification process as well. So
right, they'd rather not have to deal with it. Right?
Yeah. So they're relying on the district to do the administrative portion of that program.
Okay. I just want to say I appreciate all the work that you've been doing on this. It's great to see something actually materializing and something to be able to go to individual council members and talk about. The other question I had is just about the assignments between council. I happen to know one of the newly elected council members fairly well, who Director Patterson is assigned to. So I just, if, you know, to talk about. And maybe he does as well, so maybe it doesn't matter. But
right, so and
have more than one, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead, continue your presentation, and I'll chime in.
Sure. So, I mean, what you see here on the slide is just our first attempt to lay out what a meeting with, you know, number of meetings would look like. We try to take a balanced approach. We didn't want to obviously put everything on one ward director, and we just want to share the load. Obviously those, you know, if a board member, you know, is acquaintance of another city council member, maybe those things that we can rearrange and chart those.
Okay.
And the thinking, just to respond to a comment by Director Linney about more than one, we are constrained in terms of not having a quorum of any committee or a quorum of a board in such meetings. And so our thinking, just given that there are 7 city council districts, was that we were just going to go for one-by-ones meetings. But if we can consider, you know, adding more, to the degree that in January, when the board makes decisions about various committees, that we don't trip that rule of more than you can't have 2 members on a 3-member committee participating in a meeting that might go back to such a committee in some way.
Which would be, in this case, would be what, planning and
potentially
finance?
Potentially planning or finance, yeah. So, so if you are in a position to share any thoughts on the immediate about this, that would be helpful, and we could take it into account. Otherwise, as the memo suggested, and as we're kind of jumping into next steps, we were going to be arranging these conversations in January after the council members have all been sworn in, and same here at the district, but before the budget shapes up that the city would be considering, and that way there's time to get in there and share support for the phased approach if you so view it appropriately, or even advocate for more if you view that's the case. So
to wrap up on this slide, we have about a 2 to 3 month window to get this meetings wrapped up. So you've seen this map during my last update, and this map, it's just been updated to reflect the newly elected council members to the respective districts. So our next steps, we will continue to work with the cities and their staff to finalize an approach to extend the discount in 2019, and that we will bring all future communications with the cities to the board during our next budget workshop in January. Any questions?
So first of all, I want to compliment the staff. This is just great. It seems like we talked about it, and that we were frustrated, I think, that we weren't getting much cooperation, particularly with Oakland, given that their portion of the bill is fairly significant. I'm just curious, so was the Oakland staff feeling any constituent pressure or pressure from other parties other than ourselves in their interest in working with us on this, or
they didn't share anything like pressure from the public or constituents, but what they share with us is that they are supportive. The mayor's office is supportive of a discount.
Uh-huh. Good. Like I said, I think great work.
Thank you.
Good work. All right. Any other questions? Yes.
In Emeryville, what's the discount percentage that's being contemplated for the currently 10 but dynamic participation?
So Emeryville staff is supportive of a 35% discount, so they're going to go straight to 35%.
I see. Okay.
Same with Berkeley, right?
Same with Berkeley.
It's just Oakland.
I thought that there was an intent in Berkeley to have a 100%.
Their current program offers 100% discount, but only 40 households receive that discount at this moment.
Maybe I can speak to the mechanics of that, too, which are a little prohibitive.
So what happened in Berkeley is that they currently have 40 households that sign on to their existing program where they receive a 100% discount. But that discount is only granted to residents that after they pay the water bill and then they go in there and apply for a refund at the city, and then they will receive the 100% discount from the city directly after that.
So at the end of the year, right? Isn't it?
So it's a lower cost program because of the barriers to participation, but it's a quite a generous one to have a complete refund for the whole thing.
Incorrect. And I actually offered to help them market their program, but their feeling is that they couldn't afford the 100% discount to all 430 customers.
Right. At the same time, though, I think the board is scheduled to have a comprehensive discussion about CAP later at our workshop in January. And while extending the 35% discount that we currently have on the wastewater bill would be a relief for our CAP customers who are in being charged sewer fees that they're not getting any relief from, I do think that we should consider a higher level than 35% when we reach that conversation. I would personally advocate for a 50% level and for our wastewater program, and would like to consider that for our wastewater cap discount at the appropriate time. Along those lines, to match the water side. Along those lines, I will be expecting that this is probably best done as a uniform number, but that some cities may deviate and that there's nothing particularly wrong with that, except it's good to be able to have the same number be consistent across all programs. So I would like to have the opportunity for participating cities to go higher than 35% if that's where the consensus goes to. So I don't want to necessarily presume one or the other. I imagine that there will be concerns on at the Berkeley City Council that some people who are currently receiving a complete waiver might go to only receiving a 35% discount. So I don't know exactly where that council will land because I haven't had that conversation yet. But I would like to raise this as an issue. I think we should aim higher than 35. I can't say that it would be a reasonable to go all the way to 100, but I would advocate for 50 and would invite other feedback on that concept.
Well, before you dialogue on that, we just for clarification, Andrew, you want to speak to the efforts that are being considered to allow perpetuation of the City of Berkeley's 100% for those City of Berkeley residents that are in the City of Berkeley program?
Well, the one that for Berkeley is that if they do offer a 100% discount or anything higher, they may not be able to support any higher discount because of the fact that there would be financial challenges once they get up to a certain threshold. So we haven't really got into the details and the discussion of how they can extend a higher than 35% discount, but we will have those discussions hopefully within a month or so we can work out the mechanics of those.
But my understanding is that the Berkeley staff expressed interest in having the existing participants continue receiving the 100% refund.
That's correct. So one of the key considerations they do have is that the 40 household that are currently receiving the 100% discount, they want to keep them at 100% discount. Now, we don't know how they're going to receive the remaining 65%. So because of our discount would have a 35% on the sewer charges. So we're only going to collect 65% on behalf of the city. So we may have to work out the details of how they may have to go to the city for the remaining 65%, or we may have to build in some kind of arrangement between the city to get these other 65% to the 40 customers. But they made it pretty clear that they do want to keep those 40 households that are currently on the existing program.
Do they want to keep those 40 individual customers grandfathered into the old program, or do they want to maintain the program for new enrollment also?
We haven't got to that level of detail yet on that discussion, but what they it could be either way. But the key thing they want to take away is that they want to maintain the 100% discount through those 40.
Yeah, it sounds like they're seeking to address the issue that you raised, is that they don't want to have a takeaway for the existing participants, but they are not yet thinking that they would do more than 35% for the growing program. So I think that addresses a little bit of what you were sharing.
It does, yeah. I still do think that we should engage with our city council counterparts and identify what is a good consensus level of support, and I would advocate for a 50% level over 35. As a transition, I understand that city budgets are not as flexible as ours and would not be able to accommodate all at once, and I'm glad to see that we seem to be able to address IT challenges. I know that we have a very structured IT upgrade system where we need to really anticipate all changes and to be able to accommodate Oakland's phase-in proposal looks great. So I would like to encourage discussion about continued advancement of that phase-in.
All right. If there are no other questions, thank you very much. Appreciate your input, and feel free to share any thoughts about who you would city council meeting participant relationships. All right, if that's the right way to say it. And also at your places, we have
a speaker card for this item.
Go ahead. I apologize.
We have a speaker card on the CAP program. Kenneth, come forward.
I think the CAP program is one of the most important things East Bay MUD does for the disadvantaged community. And right now, that community is still growing. A discount of 35% is inadequate. Even 50% is inadequate for some households. So we should do everything we can to get Oakland, at least, to implement the 35% immediately and start planning to move to 50% or more as soon as possible thereafter. There's no reason that the burden can't be put on households that are using more water and probably using more waste. So I don't think Oakland's excuse is valid at all, and we'll be talking to them about that as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenneth. All right.
I had one item actually on this to add, which is that I just became aware of a program that the city of Oakland is launching that has a very, it's like preventing the unhoused, you know, sort of following on the determination that about approximately 75% of those who are unhoused living in the city of Oakland right now are formerly Oakland renters or homeowners who lost their housing, and they've launched, I believe it's initially $9 million program with funding from foundations and others to help people stay where they are rather than try to help them after they've lost, not rather than, but, you know, to try to do some amount of prevention. And I wanted to encourage that we make sure that our cap, that assistance for paying water bills is and wastewater bills is a part of what's included in that help. They referred to utilities, but it wasn't clear that that included water. So I just wanted to, I mean, it sounds like a great program and the right kind, a great part of the solution, but that getting our assistance into that would be quite helpful. And this works with some of the charities that we're already working with to help people pay their water bills.
Thank you for forwarding that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other? All right. Then I wanted just to say that the on the committee reports, the Sustainability, Energy, Finance, Administration Committee minutes are included in your packet. We will now go toward adjournment, and there are a number of things that are coming up with regard to adjournment. First, we do have the recognition of Veterans Day. Now, in recognition of Veterans Day, which was observed on the November 12th, yesterday, the district would like to recognize and honor our employees and board members who have served in the U.S. military. Today, we are closing our meeting with deep gratitude for this service and to personally thank all of the district employees for their military service. The names will now appear on the screen behind us.
Thank you, veterans.
Thank you. Thank you for staff for helping prepare that. And again, we certainly have special thanks for all the veterans recognized who are part of East Bay MUD. We'll now move to a special recognition, and to do that, I would like to have Director Coleman.
Thank you. I'd like to close the meeting today in honor of Councilmember Mark Mitchell of Lafayette, who passed away unexpectedly last week at the age of 61. I knew Mark, or I've known Mark for years. His son was also an Eagle Scout from my troop. He's very active in the community and was a big supporter of Habitat for Humanity and activities in the Contra Costa community. So I'd like to close the meeting in his honor today.
A moment of silence. Okay, the next regular board meeting of East Bay MUD Board of Directors will be held at 1:15 p.m. on November 27, 2018. We are now adjourned.